Genesis chapter 9. Then God blessed Noah and his sons, and said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. For the fear and dread of you will be on every beast of the earth, every bird of the sky, everything that creeps on the ground, and all the fish of the sea. They are delivered into your hand. Every moving thing that lives will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, now I give you everything. But you shall not eat meat with its life, that is, its blood still in it. And I will surely require a reckoning of your lifeblood. From every beast I will require it, as well as from human beings. I will demand an accounting for human life. Whoever sheds human blood, by a human shall that person's blood be shed. For human beings were made in the image of God. Now be fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly on the earth and multiply in it." Then God said to Noah and his sons, "Look, I now establish my covenant with you, and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth, all those that have come out of the ark, for every creature on the earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth." Then God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you, and every living creature with you, for all future generations. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. And when I bring clouds over the earth, the rainbow appears in the clouds. And then I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all flesh. And when I see the rainbow in the clouds, I will remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of every kind that is on the earth." Then God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." Now the sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah. From these the whole earth was populated. Then Noah began tilling the soil, and he planted a vineyard. When he drank some of the wine, he got drunk and lay uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. Then Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it on both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. So their faces turned backward and did not see their father's nakedness. Now when Noah awoke from his wine and found out what his youngest son had done to him, he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants will he be to his brothers." Then he said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem. Let Canaan be his servant. May God expand the territory of Japheth. Let him dwell in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant." After the flood, Noah lived 350 years. So all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died.